for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It's health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I thank you that life flows. I thank you that, Father, health and healing manifests in every believer here today. And we thank you for it, Father, and we give you the glory and honor in all of God's people said. Amen. Hallelujah. So praise God, we talked about forgiveness last week. This week we're going to talk about forgiving one another, but I want to run over through some scriptures on bitterness, okay? Because you have to be able to diagnose yourself. Where does judgment begin?
At the house of the Lord.
Right here. Right here. This is where judgment starts, with you, with me. Amen. We judge ourselves first, amen?
Yes.
So, if you'll open your Bibles to Ephesians in chapter 4, we'll get going. Praise God. Ephesians 4. I was going to do this last week before we got into forgiveness, but this is actually perfect timing for what we're going into. So, Ephesians chapter 4, and we are going to start in verse 31. Excuse me. It says, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." With all what? With all malice. Put it away from you.
That's right.
Evil speaking. Evil speaking is pretty simple stuff. Evil speaking can be you talking bad about another person. Whether you don't like that person, don't get along with that person, don't like their attitude, don't like the way they look, you don't like their actions, you don't like... You speaking out of your mouth against another person is evil speaking.
Right.
That's bitterness. All right. So we put it away from ourselves. Amen. According to the word of God. In verse 2 it says, "And be kind to one another."
Amen.
Tenderhearted.
Yes.
Tender. Be tender.
Hallelujah.
Tenderhearted. Just as you would to a little brand new baby. You know how you're just, oh, you hold their head and you're tender and you're just, oh, and you know, you make sure that they're comforted. And we're to be that way with one another in love. Tenderhearted.
Amen.
Amen. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
Amen.
Even as who did? God. Okay, now, we talked about how God forgave last week. How did God forgive? He forgets.
That's right. Let's go.
I remember your sin, your iniquity, he said, no more. Amen?
Yes.
So, who are we then to hold a grudge against somebody?
Oh, no, no, we can't. No.
That's the devil, see. So we're not acting under the ways of God. We're then now acting under the ways of the devil. That is opposite of our Father, okay?
That's right.
So we cannot hold a grudge. We cannot be bitter. We're to be tender-hearted, forgiving just as God has.
Amen.
Okay, now, that's not easy.
No.
Not saying it's easy.
No.
Forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Wow. I mean, you think about it for a minute, and people have done things against you purposely.
Oh, yeah, on purpose.
I mean, all my life.
All my life.
I'm used to it.
And
it's not about getting thick-skinned or being coursed over or anything like that. You just get to a point where people are people. The enemy uses them in any way he can to get you off track. Okay? So we just don't allow that. Amen? All right. Be kind one another. Tender-hearted. Forgiving one another. Just as God has. God forgave us. He forgot it. He washed us, it cleansed us, whiter than snow. We're not dirty. We just talked about when we sang that song today. All of my dirt and all of my shame, drown in the streams that have made me born again. What is that? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are free. We're free from sin. We're free from sickness. Amen. Disease. Lack. I mean, I'm tired of lack. I'm tired of it. 2.5 to 3 million people walking around in a desert didn't lack anything. God provided.
That's right.
So our God will then also do what? Provide for us. Amen. Go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5. All right. Glory to God. Matthew 5. I got to quit preaching. We just got to get these done. This is Jesus talking in verse 23. He says, "Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift." Do what? Leave it. "Leave your gift there," he says, "before the altar, and go your way. First, be what? Reconciled. Be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift." What does that mean to you? Well, I'll tell you what that means. That means get clean. Uh-huh. Get clean with your brother, yeah, with your sister. Yeah. Get everything fixed before you present a gift to the altar of God, or if you don't, it is a worthless gift. God wants you to be blessed on the backside of your gift. Always.
Amen.
Always wants you to be blessed. So, what is he telling us here? This is Jesus talking. He said, leave it. Yeah. And go get what's going on with you and your brother fixed.
Yeah.
Be reconciled.
Hallelujah.
We've been reconciled.
Amen.
We were away from God the Father.
That's right.
Sin separated us.
Amen.
But because of Jesus and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, nailed to a tree, dead, buried, and raised from the dead now, we have, according to the Word, been reconciled back to the Father through and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the kind of reconciliation we're talking about here, where you and your brother, or you and your sister, come to a place where you forgive one another, and there is nothing between you any longer. There is nothing between you. No bitterness, no clamor, evil speaking, none of that jazz,
right?
You're free from it. Everything in between you now is love.
That's right.
And that's it. Amen. Love and love only.
That's right.
Let's go to Romans chapter 12. Romans 12, and I know I'm rushing through this, but Romans 12. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, look at verse 14. "Bless those who persecute you." What? No, he can't really mean that, right? I mean, does he really mean that?
Yes.
I think he does, doesn't he? "Bless those," he said, "bless them. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse." Bless and do not curse. I hate that man. I can't stand that dude. He's a jerk. That's a curse.
Yeah.
You just curse this guy with jerk. Mm-hmm. Can't do that.
And hate.
Don't like him. He's just always this. She's just always that. Well, that's probably because she's that. She's different. I'm different. You're different. We're different. God created us to be who we are. Amen. I thank God, you know, people say, well, men don't change. Yes, they do. I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm proof.
Amen.
That men can change. I am proof. I was a jerk. I was a couple other things that I think she could tell you.
She said amen.
Amen. You're not allowed to agree with that, or what are you talking about? I was. I know I was. I was a, I mean, as a young kid, I was just a jerk. I know I was. And I can admit it. But God cleaned me up. He washed me clean. He fixed me. He fixed my heart, which is where it starts. Amen. He fixed my thinking. He fixed me. And so men can change, but they can only change through Christ the Lord.
Amen.
That's who changes us. He changes us from the inside out and fixes us and molds us into His image.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Now that is preachable.
Preachable.
We can have a good time with that one. And I'm thankful for that, that I've been changed.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to be changed again one day.
Yes.
Yeah. Into a glorified body. I'm pretty glorified anyway, but you know. I just, oh, no. Sorry. Whoa. Hey, simmer down now. All right. Look at Romans 12 and verse 17. It says, "Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men." Yeah. Repay no one evil for evil.
Right.
Well, he spoke evil about me. I speak evil about him.
No.
No. No. right? Oh, no, you don't. Right? We don't do that, right? Amen. We don't do that. We do not repay evil for evil.
That's right.
Right? We're not in the revenge business.
That's right.
Amen. Now, there was a day where I was in the revenge business as a young man. You did something to me, you were going to get hurt. I was not kind, tender-hearted. I didn't let things pass. How many times I jumped out of a car and ran after somebody, tried to pull them out of their car. I mean, I was just not a good boy. Why am I talking about me? Sue! No. But I would repay evil for evil.
Yeah.
I'd make sure they got what they deserved. Mm. Oh boy.
Good boy.
I what am I doing? Taking the place of God?
Wow.
See, he'll repay, he said.
That's right.
Didn't he say that?
He
now
said that. Yeah.
I will repay.
That's right. We don't get back.
So we're gonna let him repay. He's gooder.
Yeah.
He's much gooder at it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to let him deal with it. But we here are going to forgive.
Amen.
One another. We're going to forgive that situation, the circumstance, the whatever took place. Forgive it. Why? Because it eats you alive. It will eat you alive inside out.
Yeah. Amen.
Your mind won't be able to stop thinking about what that person did. Your heart will begin to callous and hate. Because you continually brood over what that person did.
Yeah.
And you get to a point, and you won't realize you're there, that you're in hate with someone. That you hate them. You despise them, right?
Yeah.
You can't stand to be around them. Well, what if that's a brother in the Lord?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're going to spend eternity with. Guess who God's going to room you with? Up in your heavenly place.
That's all right.
Oh yeah, he'll get you. Because he's going to get it fixed.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, we're getting it fixed. Whether we get it fixed here or up there, we're getting it fixed. We must. We can't have evil for one another in our hearts. We can't. It will get fixed. That's why he said, leave that gift at the altar and go get it fixed. Leave it and then go get it fixed. And then come back and present your gift.
That's right.
That way, I can bless you.
That's right.
See, and that's what God's ultimate goal is to do, is to bless us. To bless us. Because that would be according to his word. As ye sow, ye shall reap. Right?
Yes.
Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Right? If you're a tither, if you're a giver, the windows of heaven are open. Blessings are what? Poured out upon you. Not if you're in unforgiveness. Ouch. You want to know why your blessings aren't flowing? Search your heart. You may just hate somebody on TV. I can't stand. Right? You know what I was getting ready to say. Because you know you could think the same thing. Oh man, I can't stand that guy's hair. And he's always talking. He won't shut up. You just talk. But you can get to that point where even somebody, just a person on TV, that you start to, I can't stand that person. Oh, man, that dude's a jerk. And then by the time you're cursing some guy on a TV you ain't never met. Right? I mean, it can happen, right? And you don't realize you're there. See, you don't know it. I can't stand that president. Oh, that president's just a, you know. I mean, you can get there. You can get there and not know you're there. And clamor, bitterness, evil speaking, you're just blowing it right on out about some guy that you've never met who doesn't write his own speeches. Because if he does, it's a mess. And you're mad at him for what he says or what he does. No. Right? We got to be careful. Because I'm not going to have my blessings stopped
Amen.
By a stupid mouth or bitterness in my heart
right.
and stop the blessings that God has for me and has for you.
That's right.
He wants you blessed.
Hallelujah.
He wants everybody to see. That's my daughter.
Hallelujah.
That's my son.
That's right.
And he wants everybody to know that you're his.
Yes. Amen.
He wants them all. Why do you think he created you in his image and after his likeness?
Right.
Right. He wants everyone to know that you're his child.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
All right. Run to 1 Peter. All right, we're going to keep running now. I got to go fast. 1 Peter. Chapter 2. Come on, Pete. Where are you at? There you go. All right. Excuse me. 1 Peter 2. And let's start in verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Uh-oh.
That's right, just like him.
So we're supposed to be like God. Now we're supposed to be like Jesus, who said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father anyway.
That's right.
So now we've got to follow in his steps. In verse 22, shows us what he did. Who did what? Committed no sin. Nor was deceit found in his mouth.
That's right.
Remember, we're talking about evil speaking.
Amen.
Talking about deception. Deception and manipulation go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. Deception, manipulation. Manipulation, deception. We cannot be a part of that.
Amen.
So we're to follow in Jesus' footsteps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Verse 23, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return.
Amen.
When he suffered, he did not threaten. Oh, now hold on. Because, man, if I'm suffering, you're getting a threat. And this is how I lived. If you said something, I'm telling you that I'm knocking you out. This is just how I lived. I was a scrapper. I was a fighter. I grew up as a fighter. I had to fight for the things I got. We weren't rich. We were not rich. I mean, in all essence, we were poor, but not in the sight of God. He supplied our needs.
Amen.
It's amazing the things that he did, how he got things to us and food to us and money to us and paid our bills. I don't know. He did it. But he did it, see. And he did it for us because he loved us. Amen. So, Jesus, when reviled, didn't revile in return.
Amen.
When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him, Almighty, who judges righteously. Hallelujah. So, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We then commit all judgment to the Father.
That's right.
He will judge, it says, righteously.
Amen.
He is righteous.
Yes.
He will therefore judge righteously. Trust me, they will get theirs if they make it to heaven. You think about some that will, the Bible says, will have sorrow,
yes,
but still be saved.
Yeah, suffer loss.
They're still going to suffer loss, but they shall be saved.
Amen.
Now, I want to be saved. Amen. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to suffer loss.
No.
I don't want to. I want to have the well done, thou good and faithful servant. You did what I said.
Amen.
Some of the time. I try to do it what he says all the time.
Amen.
Amen. How do you do that? Well, you got to stay on track.
Oh, yeah.
You can't make up your own mind of what you're going to do, which is going on all over the place. You want to grow your church? Do it the way God does. Get people born again.
Amen.
Get them filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Don't go do a program. I get stuff in the mail all the time about, hey, grow your church. All you got to do is this and this and this. Right. God will want you where he wants you.
That's right.
God will grow you when he wants to grow you. He will grow you. Amen. It's up to us to be ready for it. We can't just be whoop-de-doo. We have to do something. Love one another.
Right.
If love's not here, nobody wants to be here.
That's right.
I know. Amen. If there's no love in the house, why come? I wouldn't want to be anywhere where there's no love. If there ain't no love at my house, at my family's house, I'm not going.
That's right.
Sorry. I'll go. I'd rather go to work. I know they don't love me. I ain't got to worry about that. I know they're going to stab me in the back. I'm not pressed. I expect it. But when you get it from your own family,
yeah,
no thanks. I'm good. I'd rather go get paid in the hourly wage or something. I'd rather go work at McDonald's. No, I wouldn't. No.
No.
I went too far there. That's way too far. All right, Hebrews chapter 12. Sorry, we got to get this done. I'm rushing. Here we go. Hebrews 12. And verse 14, let's start there. It says, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Uh-oh. Pursue peace. That hurts. Pursue peace. When you know that you and another person are not at peace with one another, you are to pursue it. Without, you will not see the Lord. That's pretty rough, isn't it? But our Lord doesn't beat around the bush. Our Lord doesn't pull punches. Our Lord does not sugarcoat, because he's trying to save your life. Amen. So he is strict to the point. Verse 13, and make straight paths for your feet. Stop wandering off the road. Stay on the path, right? Make straight paths for your feet so that what is lame may not be dislocated, excuse me. I got that italicized thing going on, but rather will be healed. Pursue peace with all people. Oh, I read verse 13, didn't I? Yes, I did. 14, let's do it again. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness. What is bitterness? A root. It is a root. You ever tried to yank a root out of the ground? It ain't easy, is it? Especially if that root's been there for a long time. You know that root's been growing all your life.
Yeah.
You can't stand that person since you met him when you were born. That is one tough root to rip out of the heart. We can't allow that to grow.
Amen.
Right? See, we gotta cut that thing out immediately. Don't allow that thing to grow a root within you. Because the longer you allow that thing to grow, the harder it is to get rid of. Amen?
Amen.
Let's read that again, verse 15. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble. What does it do? It causes trouble. And by this, many become defiled. Many become defiled. By what? By a root of bitterness springing up. See, and this is why I like to look at this, because you don't realize it until what happens? It springs up.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it springs up. Oh, and then I realize, now if you're in tune with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit, you'll realize, I'm not at peace with that person. I've got bitterness in my heart for that person.
Yeah.
What do we do? Get it fixed.
Amen.
What do? We get reconciled. Get reconciled quickly. Why? You're stopping your blessings.
Yes.
You're stopping the windows of heaven.
Amen.
They're just floating up there waiting to drop on you. All your blessings are just waiting until you can get it fixed.
Amen.
Present our gift. We don't want to present our tithe and our offering and it not be presentable.
Amen.
Amen. We want it to be presentable unto the Lord. In order to do that, we have to have a clean heart with one another, loving one another, forgiving one another. Listen, I mean, come on. I got to check myself just as much as anybody got to check their self. It is not easy to walk in love with somebody really doesn't want to walk in love with you. They don't return love with you. They don't return peace to you. You know they speak evil against you. You hear about it. Yeah, and it's hard, isn't it? I mean, it is. It almost hurts to forgive that person because you just can't believe the things they've said about you. Oh, but it ain't fair, Father. Oh, we'll get into that. If I got time, we'll get into it. James 3. James 3, real quick. Yeah, keep rolling. If you don't mind, just bear with me. James 3. Verse 10, start there. It says, out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. Uh-oh. You mean you can have blessing and cursing in the same mouth? Yes. Out of the same mouth, blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be.
Amen.
You can't say you love one person and hate your brother.
That's right.
You be a lie.
That's right.
I didn't say it. God did.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Don't blame me.
Don't get mad at me. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing, my brother. These things ought not to be. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? No. No. It's either fresh spring water or it is bitter water.
Yeah.
Can't have both.
Nope.
All right?
That's right.
Therefore, you're either fresh spring water or you're bitter.
That's right.
But you can't be both. So I guess we have to examine ourselves to find out. Because see, if you're one, you're not the other.
That's right.
Now that hurts. I'm going to be real honest with you. Because if you're bitter, you're not a fresh spring.
That's right.
Just because you're a fresh spring, but you're only bitter with one person, guess what you are?
Yeah, you're bitter.
Bitter is going to trump the fresh spring that you could be.
That's right.
So we got to get it fixed, don't we? That's what we got to do. We got to get it fixed.
Yes.
Verse 12, can a fig tree, my brother, bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt, water, and fresh. Can't have both. Can't have both. Verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. Doggone. Just because you're walking in bitterness, now you're demonic. Man, Lord, that's kind of harsh. Listen, what did I tell you? Jesus doesn't pull punches. He doesn't sugarcoat. He gives it to you straight to save your life.
Amen.
Because this bitterness that we harbor, this evil speaking that we have, will eat us alive from the inside out.
Amen.
You'll not even know it until it's too late. And then that root that has grown so deep and so strong, you can't get it out.
It's true.
The only way to get it fixed is through the Lord Jesus Christ and through that person, please forgive me. Now I want to tell you something. What if that person says no? Oh, how you going to handle that one? Well, I'll bust a, you know, what? I mean, come on now. I'll tell you a story. Pastor was preaching on forgiveness. I was 95, maybe 1995, right about in there. He was preaching on forgiveness. It was Sunday night. There was a certain person that I knew had been, a lot of people didn't like me because I was the pastor's kid. And I was moving up way too fast. And the anointing was on me. Oh, no, you know. So there was a lot of envy and things like that going on. But this certain person I knew had something against me. Now, I did not have anything against this person, but I had to get this fixed. After what I preached today and what Pastor had preached at that point, I knew if I take the step, I will be free. Whatever's up to that dude is up to that dude.
Yeah.
But I want to be free.
Yeah.
So I did. I walked up to this gentleman. I said, hey, I just want you to know, you know, if I've done anything, and this is kind of how I put it, if I've done anything to against you, to hurt your feelings, if there's anything between us, I'm asking, will you please forgive me? And he said, no. Now, this person held position in the church. Now, held position in the church. That's the kind of person in the church holding a position and says, I ain't forgiving you. And turned around and walked away from me. I turned around, walked back to my seat, knowing I was free.
Amen.
Knowing. I mean, I knew it inside me.
Free.
I'm free. What's on that man is on that man.
Yeah.
That's between him and God now. But I'm free.
Amen.
And that's what mattered. That's what mattered. God wanted me free. God knew he was going to say no. God knew he was going to say no. But he wanted me free. In order for me to be free, I had to take the step. Even though I had not done anything that I knew of except been the pastor's kid, which I couldn't change. I can't change the fact that I'm anointed of God.
Right.
I can't change the fact that I'm called of God to do his will.
That's right.
I'm not going to try to change that.
That's right.
I want to be called of God. I want to follow in his footsteps, right? I want to answer the call that he has on my life.
Amen.
Just as you all do. We want this, and we are not going to allow bitterness to stop us.
That's right.
Unforgiveness to stop us. I didn't get to forgiveness. We are going to do this, though, next week. We're going to go into forgiving one another, okay? I had to get this done. Now I know why. So praise God, it's done. You can close your Bibles. Praise the Lord. We'll get back into this. I really wanted to get it all done today, but the Lord said he wanted that done. So we do what the man say. Praise God. I pray you got something out of this today. Listen, we need to be free.
Amen.
Okay? And we're not going to allow somebody else to bind us and shackle us. Who cares? Well, they're a Christian. I'm supposed to love them. Then love them. Be reconciled to them. Amen. But don't let them hurt you. Pray for them. That's exactly right. Which, getting into my message. Yeah. Pray for them. Hey, all those dirty, spitefully useful people that spitefully use you on purpose. Love them. Pray for them. It benefits you. And it fixes you. Because this is what it's all about. It's between you and the Lord.
Amen.
It's not about between you, that person, and the Lord. Get yourself fixed with that person so that you're right with God.
Amen.
And that's it. And when you're right with God, you're right with all men.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
We're free. You know, amen. We've just got to get right. We had to get right when sin came into our lives. We were born into it, so we had to do something. We had to get right. The only way to get right was Jesus Christ. We got right.
Glory.
Now we got to stay right.
Amen.
And that seems to be the hard part. Amen. But we can do it.
Can do
you
it.
Can do it.
Right.
We've got the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit to get it done. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. We have the word, which we know.
Amen.
And it says, don't be bitter.
Right.
Don't be speaking evil.
That's right.
Love one another. Yucky, yucky, yuckies. Just love one another. I'm not saying it's the easiest thing in the world to do.
Oh, no.
Not. I'm not. But it's only doable through Christ the Lord. It's only doable. When you have someone, and I know everyone knows one of these, you have someone that you just can't stand to be around. Right? That's got to get fixed. We've all got one. It could be just that guy on the TV I was talking about. I have problems with certain preachers that I just want to call them up and say, what are you saying?
Yeah.
That's not in there.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you reading? Because
yeah.
that didn't say it that way, see?
People,
you know, or, man. I remember a movie when I was a kid. It was about the apocalypse, about the resurrection of us. And a pastor was left behind. And he was left behind because he led the people wrongly. He didn't preach the word. And that always bothered me in my heart. Because he wanted to, I guess, preach the word, I think. I mean, the movie kind of portrayed that. But he didn't do it right.
Yeah.
And got left behind.
Amen.
Why do you think that we are who we are, how we are with the Word of God?
That's right.
We don't make up our own smorgasbord of the Word. We don't make up our own. We take a verse and kind of cut it in half so that we don't hurt anybody's feelings. We don't skip over the red letters. We don't. You know, we want to be right in the eyes of the Lord. And the way to be right in the eyes of the Lord is to preach His Word the way it is. Not sugarcoat. I mean, I've grown. I'll tell you, I've grown in years learning how not to be with people. Because I was pretty rough around the edges. You either do it or you don't kind of thing. You do the Word or don't do the Word, but whatever, you better do this. You know, that's kind of the way I was. You know, and I never saw that until I left. And when I left, it was clear. I mean, wow. I did not know that I was so abrasive. I did not know I was so to the letter. Now, of the letter of the law according to the Word of God, absolutely. But just because you didn't show up with your hair combed for praise and worship practice? Uh-uh. So I had to get fixed. And God fixed me.
Amen.
And I had to ask forgiveness with a couple people. And then, of course, a lot of people just don't even go to church anymore. And so I just asked the Lord, Lord, forgive me for the way I used to be. Haughty, proud. I didn't think I was, though. I denied the fact that I was haughty and proud. Guess what? I was haughty and proud. And when you start denying the fact that you're haughty and proud, you know you're haughty and proud.
That's right.
I shouldn't have to deny it. So I had to get it fixed. And I did. I got it fixed. And I thank God for that. And he softened my heart. He had to soften my heart. Because I was hard-hearted toward people. You either do the Word or get out. You're going to hell then. I mean, that's not the way to be. There's no love in that. And God had to fix me. Yeah, I was trying to train people up to be warriors. I was.
Amen.
I was trying to train them up to be strong in the Lord, to be strong in His might, to be overcomers and to be victorious in every battle they had. But I was just so rough. I was like a DI.
Yeah.
There wasn't any love in how I was doing it. Even though I did love them now, understand. I loved them with all my heart. My wife and I worked so hard with these people. But I didn't realize until I left how I was treating some of these other people. And so I thank God. My eyes were open. My heart was fixed. I asked God to forgive me. And now I'm right in the sight of God. I'm free. And I'm not held to that anymore. Amen?
Amen.
And that same kind of feeling, it almost felt like bitterness. If you didn't do the Word right, then I was bitter towards you. Well, that's not right. You know, that isn't God. That's not Jesus. There was all kinds of people back then that didn't do the Word right. But you know what He did? Yeah, I know you sell your body, but I forgive you.
That's right. But don't do it again.
I don't throw any stones.
That's right.
I love you. I forgive you.
That's right.
And that's how we are to be.
Amen.
I'm not going to throw a stone. I won't cast the first stone. I'm not going to cast the last stone.
That's right.
I'm not going to cast any. I don't have the right.
Amen.
My Almighty God will do the judging.
Yes.
I'm going to do the forgiving.
That's right.
He'll take care of the rest.
Amen.
He'll take care of the rest, and it will free us.
Amen.
Amen. We are free.
Glory to God.
We just have to stay that way.
That's right.
And look, time to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you. Be ready. Stinking enemy is going to send somebody in your path just to make you get bitter. So don't be. Amen. Because he will try. He will try. And I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready. Somebody's going to try to hurt your heart. Be ready. Listen, this is just the enemy. It's not the person. Remember he said they would be demonic. It would be demonic in the end.
Yeah.
Because of the bitterness and the evil speaking. It would turn into being demonic.
Yeah.
Well, that's a demon. Yes. It's demonic powers, right? They're not God, not like God. This is a spiritual warfare that we are in, and you are fighting demonic forces. So just be ready. They will present themselves. You have to know how to deal with it. And I know you do. Amen? All right. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are blessed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the heavens. Father, we bless you, we praise you, and give you glory. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us. Thank you, Father, for remembering our sin and iniquity no more. Thank you, Father, for washing us and cleansing us in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That we are free and we are forgiven. Now, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that if there is anyone in our lives where we're in unforgiveness or where we're bitter with them, I ask you, Father, to show us so that we can get it fixed. I thank you for that, Father. I praise you. And as we go this week, I give you glory and honor that you watch over us. You protect us and you bless us. I thank you for that. All of God's people said, amen. Love you. Have a blessed week.